Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, guys. Hope you're all in the best health and iman. Welcome back to the podcast. As you can see, the name has changed. I've changed it to Capturing Thoughts with Adam, which is me now. And I honestly just thought that this podcast suited that name better, because that's basically what it is. It's just me sharing my opinions, my thoughts, and just discussing things that I feel like are on my mind and things that I feel like I want to discuss, want to break down, want to share my opinion on. And yeah, I just feel like I wanted this to be a space where I could just jump on and talk about a topic that I felt like I wanted to talk about. So that's why it's changed to Capturing Thoughts. So alhamdulillah, I have been well. I've been away for a long time. And originally that was not my plan, but qadr Allah, you know, Allah plans, and then you plan, and Allah's plan's always best. Yeah, subhanAllah, I've actually been trying to record a podcast for 2 months straight. Like, when I say 2 months straight, I mean like every single week I would set a time to sit and record, and the baby would be sleeping, and I'd have everything ready and organized, and I just have like a 2 hour slot to just record. Days even where, you know, the baby's not with me and my husband has him, and I'm just sitting there with like 3 hours of space just to do whatever I want to do, and I say, you know what, today I'm gonna record a podcast. I sit down and, well, I'm not in the mood to talk, or I just have other things that I want to be doing, or it's just not a priority. And that kept happening for, like I said, 2 weeks straight. Sorry, 2 months straight. And I came to realization that the times that I feel like talking about a topic, or I'm in the mood to actually talk and discuss things, are very sporadic, like random times in the week, random times in the day. And in those times, I honestly just want to pick up my phone, write it down, or get the mic out and record. Like, I just really have that urge, but then in the back of my head I'm saying to myself, you know what, actually the baby's awake, or I haven't got enough time, or I need to clean, or I need to make food, or I'm hungry, I want to sleep, or like I'm thinking there's so many other things that I could be doing that needs to be done before I sit down and record. And it took me a good week and a half after realizing that every time that I want to record, I just don't feel like it, or it's just not the right time, and asking myself the question, actually, why can't I just record the podcast when I feel like talking? Why do I have to set these conditions for myself? And where did they come from in the first place? And that concept, sorry, not concept, that thought process of asking myself why I think a certain way and why I've given myself certain standards without actually knowing why they're in there in the first place has been the definition of my 2022. And that's something that I really want to touch upon, but not on this podcast, unfortunately, because I feel like I have a lot more to say on a different topic. And that topic is social media, and how social media has become probably the most toxic thing about society today, in my opinion. And how social media has become such a main character in our lives without us realizing. Like, honestly, it went from becoming a side character that, you know, gave little to no input, was just very entertaining, was just on the sidelines, that would appear, you know, in random chapters or, you know, in random scenes, to literally running the show. To literally, without that main character, then the show would be probably cancelled. You know, or without the main character, there's no plot, you know. And it's not a protagonist, it's an antagonist. Like, it is, you know, not the good kind of main character. And honestly, I believe that it's just, yeah, for me, I believe that social media is toxic when used in a specific way, but I feel like it's really positive when used in a different, another way. And I'm not going to come here and say the general, you know, make sure that you're not using social media every single day, put your phone down and try to go out and, you know, breathe fresh air or touch grass or go and find a hobby, because honestly, I don't believe that those are very practical advice to give to overcome how toxic social media currently is. So here's my take. My take is that social media was a beautiful side character in our lives 2 years ago. It started off in the early, say, Facebook era, or say, MSN, or, you know, MySpace. I was never a MySpace child. I've never heard of MySpace. I've heard of it, but I've never used it. I was too young, I think, when the MySpace era was a thing. So MySpace, Facebook, I'm trying to find early, like, social media. I think Facebook is probably the main one. And even early Instagram was so wholesome. It's like, by wholesome and side character vibes, I mean, like, really and truly, like, you'd probably come home and go on Facebook or go on MSN and just, you know, message your friends or, you know, write a status. And, you know, it was very tight-knit, you know? It'd only be, you have to go and ask your friend for their full name or, like, what they have on their profile picture to add them, or you would really be a very close community. Like, you'd know all your friends that you had on Facebook were truly your friends and family. And for MSN, you'd have to actually have the person's email to message them. Like, it was a very go out of my way to get this person's contact and go out of my way to actually talk to this person. And, you know, it was very intentional. That's the word that I'm using. Let's fast forward a little bit to where I feel like this downfall. Actually, you know what? I didn't mention Instagram. First, the beginning of Instagram was actually very wholesome as well. Instagram was, again, even though there were celebrities on Instagram, they were very much not very, weren't really a thing back in the early days. What was a thing was, you know, posting what you're eating and these really cute filtered pictures, and it was literally just a collage of all your nice pictures, you know. And again, it was mainly for family and friends. Like, you'd follow your friends, and it was very norm to for people just to have a general following of like 20 people or like 15 friends, or like maybe like 30. Like, the odd number would go up to 100, and, you know, that was just, again, very intentional. You'd find the person, follow them, share pictures, and that's it. And then in comes Snapchat, instant photo imaging, instant video, then Instagram stories introduced, and you're posting, you know, instant pictures, and then videos are introduced. It's like, then it shifts from a more staying in contact or sending messages to more of a, yeah, now this platform is used just to share things. And more specifically, to share things about your life that you may have not shared before. For example, like, what time you wake up in the morning, or where you're, like, how you're spending your day, or what you're wearing. And it became more of a, the best way that I could describe it is making the celebrity life more accessible to just a modern person or just a general person. By that I mean, celebrities were the people that would share all those things about themselves, like what they did in the day, what they're wearing, what they're eating, like magazines, articles, interviews, everything was just to find out about this famous person's life. Like, that was so engaging for people. So now that you can actually start sharing things with other people, like, I don't know, it became like an interesting thing. Like, you know, now I can share my, also this correlates a lot to that YouTube space at the time as well, like just normal people were just sharing things like their makeup routine, or, you know, there was a whole like lovely what is it, I'm trying to think what the word I was going to use was. There was a whole era on YouTube, well, you know, the beginning of YouTube, where it's like normal people was just sharing things that usually would only be seen by celebrities. I feel like I'm going down a really weird pipeline right now. I just hope it makes sense. And then, again, adding on to where people just need to have their phones with them 24/7. Because, well, now they can share everything they want to about their lives. So, yeah, transitioned. It was a very smooth transition then. Still, it wasn't nothing big. So it went from just sharing family and friends, writing messages, posting posts, to more of a, okay, I'm going to post whatever I want and send it to my friends and family because it is what it is. To now, where I believe where the most drastic change came into it. And I feel like everyone already knows what it is. But for me, it wasn't as clear until recently. I realized this whole, like, how, like, shockingly toxic it is. And that is the explore pages, the refresh and finding these new content on people that you don't follow, the algorithm, the generated search systems, the, you know, recommended posts, all of these things, I believe, are the main reason that social media is so toxic, I believe. Because we went from being able to add whoever we want, I like specifically going to look for people, find them, add them and have them on your contacts, or following people and actually knowing the content that you're receiving from the person that you're following, and everything being so curated, because it can be, because everything is, you choose what you see on social media. You don't choose what the person posts, but you choose who you follow, and you have a general understanding of who this person is and what they're going to post. So nothing comes as a surprise. To a shift where we've put the power into the hands of the algorithm and the generators and the recommendations and all of these things that, you know, make it so that 80% of the content that we are using and that we are observing and that we're listening to and that we're watching, it's not media or, you know, things that we chose to watch. It's things that have been recommended to us. And that's why it's become such a negative part of our lives. Because the effects that it's having are so much more sinister than we think. Because we honestly now believe that the social media platforms, like, know us so well. Like, we believe that, you know what, it's just amazing how they generate content that we are so engaged in, because we are on these platforms sometimes 10 hours a day because it's just so interesting. And ask yourself how many times you actually go on search button and search for a specific content of somebody. Like, how many times do you go on YouTube and actually write a YouTuber's name to watch the video? How many times do you actually go on Instagram and go to a specific person's feed and watch their story or go to their like posts? Or how many times do you specifically go on to, say, Netflix to watch a specific movie or watch a specific, you know, TV program? Like how many times during the day do you actually, is it intentional for who you're watching? Because I'm telling you now, either you are, you know, somebody that is very intentional of what they consume, which is great, or you're just a general person, which 80% of the time, or 99.9% of the time, everything that we consume is generated, because every single platform is like that, no doubt. You go on Snapchat, you have the first thing that comes up. So you have, like, of course, like the camera page, and then your friends and, like, you know, your messages, and then the main page of the first people's stories, like the people you follow stories are just like one line at the top, and they're like small circles, and then you have like half of the page of these random recommended videos and like articles and content on people that you don't even like, most of the time don't even subscribe to like these channels. And even like, I haven't actually been on Snapchat for a while now, so I'm not really sure if it's changed, but the last thing that I remembered was the influencers you subscribe to, like they had like even like a bigger box than the people that you actually follow and have added as friends. So that's just an observation. Like Snapchat has become like half the page now is random articles of agencies you don't even follow. Instagram, 80%. Actually, what is it called again? Like the front page or like Instagram. When you open up Instagram, like you have all these pictures. I don't know what it's called again. Why am I forgetting? I was gonna call it a landing page, but it's not a landing page. Like, you know, just the Instagram page when you open up, and like you're scrolling. Like me, I come across like every three scrolls like an ad, every two scrolls an ad, and like I don't see content of people that I follow, like what they post. It's always random people. And again, like the stories of the people that you're actually following are so small, and like circles at the top, like, you know, that's it. And the explore page, I don't go on the explore page. Like, honestly, like I haven't been on it for like a year and a half now because of how I just don't like it. You go on the explore page and it's just random things, and like you don't even like follow these people. Like, so again, Instagram, 80% of the things, the content you consume are generated, are like recommendations or random things and based on your following. And then you have Twitter, which is like your whole timeline now is like this topic, random topic, because you're interested in, or because you're following this person, or because based on your likes or based on your following. Like, it's very random. Again, like you're not selecting what comes up on your timeline anymore, because 80% or 40% of the things that you're seeing are recommendations or based on this or based on that. Like, please, who asked? And then again, other platforms like Tumblr are very randomly generated because of your I think Tumblr's a bit different. I feel like Tumblr has always been the same. Like, I think Tumblr has, I'm not sure if you're a Tumblr girly, but I really was back in the day, and I am a Tumblr girly when it comes to autumn and winter times. Like, that's my platform for those days, sorry, for those seasons, just for the vibes. And yeah, so I think Tumblr has been like the same for some reason. I don't know why I have that idea in my head, but yeah. I feel like Tumblr is a bit different. If you don't have Tumblr and don't use Tumblr, then I apologize for this little part, but Tumblr for me has just one differentiating factor from these other platforms, which is that Tumblr is very anonymous. I know it's not maybe the case like this for everybody, but from the experience that I've had with Tumblr, it's like you're not caring about the person that you follow, rather you're just caring about the content that they post. Like, they'll post, and it's never a personal, like, Tumblr has, by anonymous I mean the content that's being posted on Tumblr is not personal, like, oh, here's what I've done, or here's my picture of me, or here's content about me and my life. It's more of a content about like books, or, you know, certain genres, or just general like aesthetics. And it's like Pinterest, but for more different girlies. I don't have to explain it. So I think I sidetracked there. So yeah, that is a main factor that has basically derailed social media, and that is just the recommendations, the algorithms, the fact that social media now chooses what we consume. And here's my, I left the best to last, actually left the worst to last, and that is TikTok. I don't know how to say this, but TikTok is the most disgusting platform. And the reason I'm saying it's the most disgusting platform is not because of the content. Because hear me out, I believe that every platform has extremely disgusting content that is recommended and is randomly shown. Like, honestly, I believe that social media, it's now impossible to curate what you want to see because everything is recommended. But TikTok is just another level. Like, if you have never used TikTok in your life, ever since it's, you know, been, you know, a thing, then never ever download it, never ever use it, never ever even think about it, because you're amazing, you know. I'm not saying the girlies that use TikTok aren't amazing as well, because, you know, it's okay, but TikTok, guys, absolutely disgusting. I'll tell you why. TikTok is the one platform that has not only romanticized but made the idea that the fact that the social media platforms are generating us content, they've made it like they made it into a positive thing. And a way you can see this is when you go on like TikTok and you just see like comments like, oh, this was meant for me, or like, if this really is a for you page because it was generated, and like, it's so specific, and like, you know, the fact that social media will recommend you a post that you honestly believe that, oh my god, this is just like so specific, and like, how does TikTok know that I was thinking about this like 2 days ago, or how does it know that I was having this conversation, or like, oh, this is just so like for me, hence the name for the whole like the feed is like for you page. And it's so like specific, like it's shocking. Sometimes you'll see like a video will come up and it'd be like a whole like, this is for you if da 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 da, and it's like, okay, that's me type of thing. And it's made it more of like, oh my god, this is just so interesting, like this is so like, and you start going down the rabbit hole like, oh, like maybe this is actually why I'm thinking this, or maybe this is why I'm doing this, or like, it, you're trying to justify so many things, and you're thinking, like, you know, this is making me understand myself a bit more. And like, if you're on TikTok and like you have been on the ADHD side of TikTok, there was a whole like time where everybody, or most people's For You page, was about like ADHD symptoms, or you have ADHD if you do this. And that's another, guys, that's another like really toxic side of TikTok. It's like, it really waters down things to the point that it's not normal for somebody to come on TikTok and say, oh, you have ADHD if you do XYZ, or you have OCD if you do XYZ, or you may be depressed if you're doing XYZ. Like, that is so dangerous. Like, there was a time that I fully believed that I had ADHD because of all of these videos I'd come across, and they'd be like, yeah, if you do this, or a reason for this is you may have ADHD, or ADHD is a very undiagnosed, like, you know, it's very like, I was gonna say something, I really forgot, like, nearly 30 minutes and I haven't even got to the point that I wanted to make, sorry guys. But yeah, just the whole idea of like, you know, you'd come across, like, for example, ADHD TikTok was one that I was like obsessed, like I was convinced. I remember one time sitting my husband down saying, you know, I think I have ADHD, and like, I need to call my mom and ask her about my childhood, and I need to ask my sister, do you think I have ADHD? Like, honestly, like, I believed it. Like, I even like wanted to speak to my GP about it, and then I started realizing, like, actually, like, how common are these things that they're mentioning, and who, like in anyone's mind, generally speaking, is it normal for somebody to come on and a whole like ADHD is a big thing and it needs actual assessment, actual professionals, actual, like, they have, there's actual medications and there's procedures and not procedures, sorry, there's actual like ways about it in order to, you know, there's people that are actually dealing with this and are actually dealing with it. And here you have a 22-year-old me coming on TikTok and being convinced that, oh my god, I have ADHD because, well, my For You page is so specific and it's telling me that I have ADHD because of all these symptoms that make sense. And like, there's no like referencing and there's no like, it's like, oh, like, yeah, I read this study and this is what I found. Or I read this article and this is what I, you know, found. And it's like, you know, it's just all very like, it's just not it. It's just really not it. But the toxic part, like I said, is the fact that TikTok generates content like instantly. And I feel like I haven't even gotten to like the most like toxic part of it. But one of the most toxic part, one of the, I feel like this is one of them, sorry, which is randomly generates your content that you're listening to and watching. And you start believing that the social media and the algorithm knows what you should be watching or what you're interested in better than you. Because if you ask yourself today, like I said, like when's the last time like you search for a content that you want to watch? Like, we rely so much on recommendations that we were bored. And we're thinking, okay, I'm actually bored, I want to do something, but what can I do? Let me go on Instagram, or let me go on YouTube, or let me just go on TikTok and see what comes up and just, you know, pick from there. Yeah, so number one, that it generates random content that we don't really, we're not intentional about what we're actually watching. And number two, this one is the one that's affecting me the most, I believe. And that is the type of content that you come across based on the recommendations. I already mentioned this already, but like more, like a more in-depth like part of that is, for example, you will be scrolling and you'll come across a tweet or a video or a image that is very graphic. And by graphic, I mean like a picture of a deceased person, or a picture or a video of somebody getting beaten up, or a really sad, you know, article that has a really clickbaity headline, like that's just pulls at your heartstrings and it makes you feel really sad, it makes you feel really, really sick, and it ignites an emotion, like a very like severe emotion. I'll give you an example. For me specifically, I was on Snapchat, and I'm not a Snapchat girly, I don't like Snapchat at all, but I remember going on Snapchat and like I go on it maybe like once every 4 months just to see if I have any like messages, whatever, and I came across like this article and it was talking about a couple that both committed, a husband passed away and his wife committed suicide, and they had a 1-month-old baby. So I remember being, at that time I felt like I was like, I had like a 2-month-old, my baby was 2 months at the time, and I remember thinking like that put me into an extremely like sad pit, and like I was so anxious and so sad just thinking about that, like me thinking like, oh subhanAllah, like the baby now is 1 month and it's lost both of its parents, like the baby, like at 1 month old, like the baby for the first 3 months of their lives is like, it's like attached to the mother, like it's needing the mother's care or the father's care, and like it's a very vulnerable moment as well for the baby. And I'm thinking like, that is so sad, like two people have died and like they left the baby. Like, I know guys, that's very like, okay, why am I, okay, But that was my thought process at the time. I was really, like, really emotional just having given birth, thinking, oh my God, like, my baby. Like, thinking, imagine if I pass away right now and my baby's going to be here without me. And, like, it just really made me, like, go into, like, this pit of, like, sadness. Like, what's going to happen to their baby? And, like, it's just so sad. Like, and I never asked to see that content. Like, I did not go on Snapchat thinking, okay, I'm going to find something triggering or something that's really, like, that pulls out my heartstrings or makes me emotional, makes me anxious. Like, I didn't intend that. I just thought I'd go on Snapchat, see if I found someone who missed me something, and that's about it. But I never chose to see that. And it wasn't even like I was intentionally, like, going through, scrolling and reading the article headlines. It was really random. It was, like, just random. Like, I see a couple and then I see a baby and then I see the headline, which is really, like, couple commit suicide while baby's 1 month old, or something like that. Yeah. Like, that really put me in a pit. Like, I was so upset for, like, a day or two. I was just thinking about that baby. Again, I'd be on Instagram. And then Instagram is not as much of as creating triggering content for some reason. Like, it's mostly ads, but TikTok is probably the most one that you come across, like, random content that is, like, really triggering. Like, and you have no control of what you're seeing and the emotions that it's eliciting. Like, you're not sure that if you scroll down and you may come across something that's extremely, extremely sad or extremely, extremely, like, heartbreaking or just extremely traumatic or even something funny. Like, you know, the fact that you can be watching a video right now that's extremely heartbreaking and so sad, and, like, you're pondering over it and thinking, okay, this is actually really heartbreaking and I can't believe, like, this happened. And then 2 minutes later, you come across the most funniest video ever. And, like, in the space of 2 seconds, you're, like, you're laughing and, like, this is completely, like, you're not even, like, phased by it anymore. And it's just so sad because this keeps on happening, by the way. Like, this is a very recurring thing. And you can see this by even, like, just the state of the world. Like, something very traumatic and tragic will happen. And there'll be an outcry for, like, a day or two. And then all of a sudden it's forgotten about. And it's not because nobody cares or no one's, you know, thinking, or it could be in some cases, but most of the cases it's just because our attention span is so fragile and so weak because of how we are consuming content that we just don't have the time or, like, even the ability to kind of, like, be conscious and think about, you know what, things for a long period of time, because everything now is short form. Most of the content that we consume is short form, and it's just become a very toxic thing. Guys, 30 minutes in, I apologize. Let me summarize this episode. So, no, let me summarize this last point. I mean, so I believe that social media has become so toxic by simply going from a place where we choose what we're going to do on the platform and who we're going to communicate and the content that we're going to consume, to now completely being in charge of what we consume. And if you don't believe that social media is in charge of what you consume, just go on your platforms and ask yourself, how many times have you intentionally searched for somebody? So to end off this episode, here are some things that I feel like have, some tips that I feel like have helped me, like, navigate all of this. The first one is try and be intentional about what you're consuming. And by this I mean, if you're, like, bored, or if you want to, like, entertain yourself with social media, then say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go on this specific platform and I'm going to watch this specific type of content. And as much as you can, avoid the recommendation side of it. So instead of saying, I'm bored, I'm gonna just go on my phone, try to say, okay, I'm bored, but I really want to watch this video, or, like, I really wanted to check out this certain person's content. Like, try take back the power a little bit, you know, even though it's hard. Or even if, like, you know, you find that hard, just try to say, you know, okay, I'm going to, like, free scroll for, like, 30, oh, actually, before I even go to the tips, the one way that I realized this was a thing for me, like the whole recommendations and anxiety and like making me feel really like negative, was I remember there used to be days where I used to just, in the random amount of like the random times of the day, I'm just doing random things and I just feel like a pit in my stomach. Like I, like the anxiety, like I just felt random anxiety throughout the day. And I'm thinking, what on earth is like happening? Like, why am I feeling so anxious randomly? Like I'd be doing the most random thing and I'd feel anxiety. And like, I'm trying to rack my brain as to, okay, why am I feeling anxious? Like, what is going on? And then I sit down and I go back on like Instagram, for example, or like I just try retrace like what I was consuming. And 99.9% of the time, I would have come across a video that is extremely sad or extremely triggering, and I did not process it at all. Like I just saw it, consumed it, and went past it. And then I'd have like an onset of anxiety after like a good 30 minutes, or good 20 minutes, or even 5 minutes. And it's interesting because when we're consuming the content, we're not really processing it, we're just consuming. And the processing comes after a while, you know? It comes after, you know, we've had a break from consuming. When we stop consuming, that's when we process, you know? Because our minds are not that powerful. Actually, our minds are that powerful because a lot of times I created them, but we are not, as individuals, that powerful, you know? So yeah, actually process what you're consuming. So actually think about the content you're consuming. Like, okay, you're watching a video, think and process through the video. You've come across something graphic or something that's emotional, actually sit down and think about it. Okay, ponder over it. Think, you know, actually, what is this about? You've come across something funny, okay, laugh about it, move on. Like, I mean, just actually think about what you're consuming, and don't just even if you're free scrolling, be considerate about what you're putting into your mind. What else helps me a lot? I feel like just that, as well as I don't want to say the cliche of like get a hobby, or you know, go outside or talk to people, or like, but those really are helpful, you know, just like, you know, try find something that interests you outside of social media. But this is more so if like I feel like I have a lot more to say about this, but I don't want to make this like an hour podcast. So I might make a part two another time. But yeah, the biggest advice, and just to say it again, process what you're consuming. Like actually think about what you're watching and try to like take breaks from it, and like just try to see how social media is affecting you. If you can't cut it out and like lessen your time using it, that's a good way. One other thing that I wanted to mention, there's definitely a part two because I have so much more to say about this, but there's also going to be another episode, probably not the next one, maybe like in a few episodes after, which is all about how you're not an aesthetic. Like, we're not aesthetics. Like, I believe that this whole trend of aesthetics and being that girl and being a dark academia or like cottage core, like all of these different aesthetics that you find have now become identities. So they've gone from being aesthetics to being identities. And because of that shift of becoming, instead of just being an aesthetic, it's become an identity. And now we have like a whole generation of people that don't know who they are because they believe that their identity is their aesthetic, and that their aesthetic is their identity. And then it's made people, you know, when they actually are not interested in aesthetic anymore or want to change to a different aesthetic, they believe that, oh, now I'm changing my identity. Like, in order for me to be that aesthetic, I need to be that person and that identity, which is not true. Okay, it's not the case. Like, you can be a person without being an aesthetic. An aesthetic is just, it's just another episode, inshallah, another episode. But I feel like I didn't say anything I feel like, well, I said it was beneficial, but I feel like in the Islamic sense, I feel like I definitely need to end this podcast by giving a beneficial reminder that will help you, you know, in your akhirah as well, you know?
The most important reminder that I can give, I believe, when it comes to social media, is be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you're watching, what you're posting, what you're liking, what you're commenting, what you're searching. Like, everything that you're doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. And the reason I'm giving this reminder, as general as it sounds, a lot of us don't actually understand that, because of the fact that social media is so anonymous. Like, you can create an account and you can comment whatever, you can like whatever, you can watch whatever, you can do whatever. Like, you can be completely anonymous and still consume the same amount of social media everyone else is doing. It's very damaging, because now we think, you know, we'll come across a content and we can comment the most degrading or disgusting thing that we want to this person, because, well, I'm anonymous and nobody's gonna know it's me. The reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, and reminding yourself, it's very easy to forget. The shaitan is on our backs every single day. It's easy to forget. So the best reminder, the best tip that I can give you is, every single day, at the end of the day, sit down after you pray Isha, I don't really know, two rakat, pray tahajjud, the night prayer, and then sit down, think about the day, and like, think that, okay, you know what, today I did this, that's negative, like a sin that I've committed, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness about that specific thing. You know, it could be content that you watched, it could be things that you've said, or, you know, any like sin that you've committed throughout the day. And 8%, I believe, of the sins that we commit in this day and age is based off social media. Example, like, what you watch, what you listen to, what you say, and what you do are the main causes of sins. Everything except from what we do physically can relate to social media. For example, we can say things on social media, we can watch things, we can listen to things. All these three things we can even do by commenting or posting. Like, all of these ways of committing sins are accessible on social media. Like, you can literally be sitting at your house, in your home, like in your room, and not a single soul can be with you, and you could commit all of these sins without anybody even knowing you're doing it, because you're doing it anonymously. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And every single day, so the tip was, at night time, when you finish your day, before you go to sleep, sit down and actually be conscious and think to yourself, you know, okay, what have I done on social media today? Like, how have I utilized it? Have I posted things that I shouldn't be posting? Have I watched things that I should have been watching? Have I listened to things that I haven't been listening to? Like, and ask for forgiveness, and intend and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easier for you to not do that tomorrow. And make it consistent. Like, make it a daily thing where you ask for forgiveness, because when it comes to sins, there are certain sins that need specific repentance. And for us, it's very easy to forget about the sins that we've committed and be very, very general with the forgiveness that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when someone says, okay, you know, you should seek forgiveness, it's like, you know, it's a very, like, fast thing for us to think that seeking forgiveness is just saying astaghfirullah, you know, asking Allah to forgive us, or, you know, just asking Allah to forgive us, which is definitely a great, but it's also amazing, and it's very, very important for us to get the habit of specifically asking for forgiveness. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for doing XYZ, and in not intending to do XYZ as well. There are certain I'm trying to remember how to say it. There's major and minor sins. So major sins are sins that if you commit them, you need to have specific repentance for them. And then there are minor sins where just saying adhkar or asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally can wipe these sins away. But for example, if you commit a major sin, for example, like committing zina, you know, or drinking alcohol or murdering someone, these are very general, like major sins. These sins, in order to be forgiven from these sins, of course, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power of everything, so He can forgive, you know. I'm just saying that in order for these sins to be forgiven, you need to have specific repentance, meaning you need to sit down and you need to say that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for X, Y, Z, and intend 100% from the deepest part of your soul that you're not going to do the sin again, and ask them for forgiveness. So making it a habit as Muslims now to sit down every day and think about sins that we've committed and think, okay, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for this XYZ sin, is very important. I feel like I went on a I hope that made sense. I hope I didn't confuse anybody. But I'm going to be this, what I said right now, like the last part about the sins and repentance, I am going to insert the evidence for that in the, I don't know how podcast terminology is, but you know, like the description page, like the description of the podcast. So when you click on the podcast, it's like a little explanation. So I'm going to write a bit more like detailed explanation with references about the conditions of repentance, how to actually seek repentance, and the correct way to do it when there are certain sins that need repentance. So yeah, the leave off again every night when you finish, when you pray Isha, sit down, think about your day, the person that you were during the day, what sins you committed, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness, and intend to not commit those sins tomorrow. When I started doing this, I would get a pen and paper and I would write down every single sin that I could have thought like I committed today, like thinking back from the beginning since I woke up till today till to now, what have I done that could have been something that could accumulate sin for me, that is not good, that I shouldn't have done. And I would go by one of them each, one by one, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for those sins, and I would ask forgiveness for those sins. And that has just been amazing, because same way that when we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for asking for specific things, like, you know, maybe family, for friends, and just general things that we want, we are very intentional about when we make dua, we also need to be very intentional when asking for forgiveness, you know. So nearly 50 minutes, and I apologize. I feel like this has just been a lot of talking, but please go to the description of the video and you have a step-by-step of the repentance, inshallah. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really enjoyed recording it. Alhamdulillah, like I feel like it was very like I enjoyed it for myself, it really helped, like I feel like I enjoy talking. So if anything I have said that is negative, then it's from me and Shaitan alone. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this beneficial for whoever's listening, and if you have benefited, please head over and please share, like, you know, you don't have to share the podcast itself, but you can share what I've said, like, to family and friends, like, you know, I think I'd really, like, I feel like that would help a lot, in sense of, like, I feel like, like I said, the first episode, like, this whole podcast is just for me to share my thoughts, and even if I could help a single person, like, you know, that would be mean a lot to me. So if you have any suggestions for any upcoming episodes, I have a few suggestions myself, which is, like, I feel like motherhood would be something that I really want to talk about, as well as the aesthetic one I mentioned. And a few more things. If you have any suggestions, I'm like, I have no like plan, by the way, for this podcast, just whatever I want to talk about, I'll talk about. Inshallah, I will speak to you guys very, very soon. To get in contact with me, you can head over to my Instagram, which is Books and Pearls Co. Also linked in the description, I think that's what it's called. But yeah, jazakallah khairan, guys. I did not think it'd reach 50 minutes. I started thinking I'd probably make it like a 15 minute or 20 minute or maybe maximum 30 minutes, but qadr Allah, Allah plans, and it's 50 minutes now. SubhanAllah, if you listen to all of this, then you are a superstar. Assalamu alaikum. I'll speak to you guys very, very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.